they got a terrible deal. They screwed him. You knew they were going to screw him. They ended up screwing him. Meanwhile,
they got to play someone.
Well,
you got to play someone.
I don't know how you ended up with that result by giving them Kentucky.
Yeah, I just feel like I just went on Shark Tank and they just told me to leave right when I got up there.
What is up, everybody? Thanks for hopping on another edition of Crane & Company. Getting this episode a little bit early today, we're going to have our power rankings and AP poll reaction that's going to come out here in a couple hours, so don't worry. We just thought we'd double up, give you a little bit extra for your meal today on Crane & Company. Remember, hit that subscribe button. To my left, former Michigan quarterback, and boy, the alma mater's coming off a big dub over there in Lincoln, David Cone. To my right, former Western State, Colorado wide receiver, and
also coming off a big dub,
Justin Timberlake, body double and music video.
So happy to be back.
Blaine Crane, coming. Voice sounds better.
Yeah,
yeah, it's getting there.
He's
yeah.
back. Yeah.
Somebody said on the recap on Sunday, it sounded like you were yodeling.
Yeah, look.
It's a bachelor
tell,
party, man.
Look, I'm a pretty passionate fan.
You are.
Right, yeah. So if you watch the Auburn-Oklahoma game, a lot of yelling was involved.
Yeah. Well, you saw the reaction.
Not even at Auburn, at Oklahoma, but mostly at the refs.
Yeah. All right. So we wanted to throw this one early today because we were supposed to get the SEC annual opponents, which means the three teams that you will play every single season. Remember, it's now going to be a 9-game in-conference schedule moving forward. David, I believe this starts next season.
Next year for the next 4 seasons, and then we'll be reevaluated.
Yeah. So this is like a 40-year term.
Yes.
Think about it in a 4-year term. And it was supposed to be announced Tuesday night on ESPN, SEC Network, whatever. But Chris Lowe from On3 Sports put out the annual opponents, got it leaked. And I'm going to be honest with you, boys. There's some big winners and some big losers in here. A lot of these teams, it's what we thought, right? The three teams, they were going to get a couple. And again, I do want to make sure that everybody understands, football is cyclical. Just because a team is good right now does not mean they are going to be good next year, 40 years down the road, or whatever. Like Vanderbilt, for instance.
Yeah.
What does it look like after Diego Pavia? I mean, at this point, you got to give Clark Lee the benefit of the doubt.
When is Georgia going to forget?
Okay, now look, some things, as long as Kirby's at Georgia, there's some things that are pretty cemented. But for the most part, it's cyclical. So I quickly want to go through the three annual opponents for the next 4 years from each team. And in the comments, I want you to tell us, who got the best deal? Who got the worst deal? I'll start with Alabama. They've got Auburn, Tennessee, and Mississippi State. So you have two big rivals, and then Mississippi State. That's about right to me for Bama. That's about right. That's about right.
It's just Alabama, LSU not being up to
I understand, but I don't think you could give Bama, Auburn, Tennessee, and LSU. That's if you look, very rarely are there three just knockouts that they're giving you or three teams that are bad right now. So Arkansas, they get Missouri, they get Texas, and they get LSU. That one, I'm going to be honest with you, I know it's early. This is the worst one to me. This is the worst one. Arkansas, I think, got dealt the worst hand, especially if Missouri is going to keep playing this way under Drink, regardless who's at quarterback.
Well, you could swap out Missouri for Texas A&M. Like, that's an old school hate.
That still sucks.
So that's not any better for them, though.
No. So to me, I think Arkansas, we got somewhere to go, got the worst deal. Auburn. You get Bama, you get Georgia, and you get Vandy. Look, you sit here and cry about it, but you had to give Auburn, Bama, and Georgia. You had to. Those are your two biggest rivals. Actually, the Georgia game is the Deep South's oldest rivalry.
True.
Right? So you had to give them Bama and Georgia. The problem is, Vandy's good.
Yeah. No.
Now, how much longer? Because Pavia said he's not coming back for his 13th year.
I don't know.
So how do you feel? Instant reaction, Blaine.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's hard. Like, if you have Bama and Georgia every year, that makes it the hardest.
I don't know.
It makes it the hardest.
I don't know.
Hands down, it makes me hard. We'll see. I mean,
unless they gave you, should they just give Auburn a free win?
Stays like somewhat above average. Yeah. You have Bama, Georgia, and Vanderbilt, and what Vanderbilt's. Even if Diego Pavia leaves, Clark Lee's still there.
Well, I mean, for now,
you have Alabama and Georgia every year.
Well, be great. Like, be Bama and Georgia.
No, sure.
Be Bama and Georgia.
Yeah.
Be as feared as everyone fears.
Well, I mean, the question I got asked, is that the hardest? But yeah, to me, playing Alabama and Georgia every single year is the hardest. Trust me, I want to be great. Let's be great week in and week out. But if I look at that, you play Russia and China every year.
Well, let's also not forget, it's not like these are the only teams you play either.
Yeah.
Arkansas may have Bama on the schedule too. This is like what is predetermined. You have to play these teams. We'll see with Vandy down the road. It's up there. You can make an argument Auburn has the hardest. I still think it's Arkansas. Florida, they've got Georgia. I believe that's South Carolina in the middle. I'm having trouble seeing that far, but it looks like South Carolina in the middle. And then Kentucky. Not terrible.
Take
I mean,
it.
Y'all, it sucks right now with what's going on with Billy, but that's not terrible. Georgia has Auburn, Florida, and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Not a walk in the park. Not a walk in the park. Because I know South Carolina's lost a couple in a row, Cone, but, I mean, Shane Beamer does a good job.
Sense.
They're going to continue to be
a problem. It makes sense. Georgia and Florida have to play every year. Georgia and Auburn, like you already said, have to play every year. And Georgia and South Carolina was one of the coolest SEC matchups when I was growing up.
Yeah.
That was really almost always the very first SEC game, sometimes the first game of the season. So I like that for Georgia.
All right, Kentucky. Does it really matter?
Yeah, it does.
Does it really matter?
Kentucky fans watch this show, Jake.
Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Here's the thing. I think where Kentucky matters is that if I was a Florida, Tennessee, or South Carolina fan, I'm happy. I know we play them. Play them every single season. And I know I said it's cyclical,
yeah,
but I don't know. I don't think Summerall's going to end up at Kentucky. I think there's a better chance he may end up at Florida. But then you have LSU, Arkansas, Ole Miss, and A&M. Not terrible.
We'll take that.
You're an LSU fan.
I would take that.
I will say I'm glad they're going to play Arkansas every year. Remember, that was one of the periphery rivalries that we were talking about. We might lose now because of the way things were going and not having to play those teams every year. Now we got it back.
Yeah, and Ole Miss as well. That's turned into a cool thing. Obviously,
100%.
I'll get in a minute to losing LSU and Alabama, but we can keep rolling here.
All right, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Vandy, and Bama. Best of luck to you. If you pass go, pay $200. Thanks for beating Arizona State like I told everybody you would. Missouri, Arkansas, A&M, and Oklahoma. You know, starting a family, the minute I got married, I knew I needed life insurance. But then when you have a child and you're now responsible for two human beings, including one that you created, it's just so important to make sure everybody's protected. And that's where Ethos comes in. They're an online platform that makes getting life insurance fast and easy to protect your family's future in just minutes, not months. Rather than requiring a medical exam, you simply answer a few straightforward health questions to get started. And within as little as 10 minutes, you'll receive your personalized quote. And if you're ready to move forward, you can secure same-day coverage without ever stepping foot outside your home. Their flexible coverage allows you to protect your family with up to $3 million in coverage, with some policies starting as low as $2 per day when billed monthly. Now, making comprehensive life insurance both accessible and affordable. Again, it's so important that you do this. Over 3 million families have completed their applications and trust Ethos to help find the right coverage. So protect your family with life insurance from Ethos and get a free quote at ethos.com/booster. That's ethos.com/booster. Application times may vary. Rates may vary. Tough.
Take it.
Tough.
Take it.
Oklahoma, Missouri, Ole Miss, and Texas. Tough. I mean, there's not a lot of easy ones in here, let's be honest. Ole Miss, though, they get Mississippi State, LSU, and Oklahoma. Not awful, right? Not awful because Mississippi State's in there, but we'll see with Jeff Lebby moving forward. I don't want to, crap on Mississippi State too much. South Carolina's got Georgia, Florida, and Kentucky. Tennessee has Bama, Kentucky, and Vandy. There's your winner.
There you go, guys.
There's your winner.
Congrats, Vols.
Congrats, Tennessee.
Congrats,
Vols. Bah, 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 bah. What a great deal for y'all.
So I guess Georgia and Tennessee just aren't rivals.
Look, it is what it is. It's not like they just played a great game or anything. Texas has A&M, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Not a walk in the park. I think they got that right. A&M has LSU, Missouri, and Texas. It's tough. And then Vandy, Auburn, Tennessee, and Mississippi State. So I told you, I think who got the worst deal was Arkansas.
Okay.
Who got the best deal was Tennessee. Coney, your overall thoughts on it. Who do you think got best and worst?
Okay, let's start from the beginning. Kudos to the SEC for going to a 9-game conference schedule.
Yep.
I think that this will lower the chances that we see a tiebreaker scenario decide who goes to the SEC championship game, which no one wants to see. So this makes a lot of sense. Also, something else to forget are the teams on here who have in-state rivalries that are in a different conference. So Kentucky, Louisville's not going anywhere. Florida, Florida State's not going anywhere.
Georgia,
that's going to factor.
Tech.
Georgia, Georgia Tech. Like, those games aren't going anywhere either, or at least hopefully not, right? Like, we don't want to see that being lost here in an expanded college football playoff. Two things here. One, this is difficult to put together. Like, we can't forget how difficult it is to give someone a schedule that remains rich in tradition, but is also somewhat fair.
Level,
but the fairness could be completely different next week, to your point about Vanderbilt or Mississippi. What if Mississippi State's a problem 2 years from now? Like, we don't know. Two things do stand out, though. One you alluded to, Blaine, which is Alabama, LSU, right? Like, you have to play Auburn. And that's the Iron Bowl. You have to play Tennessee. That's the third Saturday in October. It's tough to then give Alabama LSU, but when your own song, Dixieland Delight, comes on and there's three teams that you mention in it and the third one's LSU.
They kind of did it for you.
You're doing it for them.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I hate to see that game go away.
I do, and again, I just want to make sure the caveat is just because somebody is not on this list does not mean you don't play
sure.
them. So to your point, though, David, Alabama and LSU is like bread and butter, man.
So like that begs a good question. How will the conference handle like unofficial annual opponents? Will the SEC work to get Alabama and LSU playing each other every year and like try and force that game even though it's not on your annual opponent?
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Got an unbelievably easy answer for you on this one. Which one's going to make the most money?
True.
Which one's going to make the most money? I think there's a good chance Alabama damn near plays LSU every season to go along with Auburn, Tennessee, and then Mississippi State. Now, again, no Georgia up there either. So if you're the SEC, are you going to sit here and give Bama, Auburn, Tennessee, Georgia, and LSU every year? Probably not. I'm actually a little more worried that we're going to lose Alabama and Georgia like we've gotten accustomed to,
yeah.
as opposed to Alabama and LSU, because there is that rivalry there. And if they had to pick one of the two, I'd be willing to bet they would probably pick LSU.
And also there's a thinking here from the league office that the more of those games you stack on top of each other, the greater an opportunity for cannibalization and
for
losses
sure.
to add up, which hurts you come postseason play and college football playoff selection. Again, I hate that that needs to be the focus, but it is something to consider. The second takeaway was Tennessee to me and Florida, especially after moving to this state and just understanding. You talked about Tennessee and Georgia.
Yeah.
Awesome game. Hope we get it every year. But the hatred Tennessee fans have for Florida and vice versa, it's tough to see that one go off the annual opponent list.
The Kentucky one with Tennessee is weird to me. Like, I feel like if there was like a casualty, I guess, that they had at the end, like, hey, we're going to have one of these big brands like Tennessee is, we're going to have to put Kentucky with them. It's like, where do you put Kentucky? And I know Kentucky and Tennessee don't like each other. I know they've played each other a bunch, but I wonder if that was one of the few, like, we would love to sit here and give Tennessee this other team. It's a juicier matchup. It's more of a rivalry talking about Florida because they gave them both Kentucky.
Well,
that's why I'm saying it, because Florida got Kentucky and Tennessee got Kentucky.
Yeah.
So was that also the odd man out?
There's also some geographical consideration here,
sure.
right? Like with Tennessee and Kentucky being near each other. And throughout this whole list, you don't see, I mean, it's not like Florida drew Missouri and Oklahoma.
Yeah. No, it's I honestly think when you go back through it, they probably did about as good as they could have done with these. Blaine, what do you think? Who got the best? You think Auburn got the worst?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Not by a lot, but I would say medium. It's medium rare at this point. You play Alabama, Georgia, and Diego Pava might say Vandy for 30 years. I mean, who really knows? I'd rather so much have Mississippi State than Vanderbilt. 1,000
Oh, I agree with that right now.
And
yeah,
you have Alabama and Georgia.
But you don't know. What if Vandy falls off a cliff after Diego Pavia leaves and Levy has Mississippi State cooking?
Or Ole Miss.
Did beat Arizona
what
State
if Lane Kiffin's not the coach there in 6 months and they struggle?
Where would he go, David? Yeah, Florida, maybe? I don't know.
What if I find $1 million under my bed when I get home?
Would you tell me?
Yeah, I would.
How long would you wait to tell me, though?
I'd call you both pretty quickly, to be honest.
Who'd you call first?
God.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're
Tennessee, can't get mad at that answer.
If you're Tennessee, I mean,
Tennessee called God.
Oh,
yeah, and they got Bama, Kentucky, and Vandy.
You got Bama, Kentucky.
If you're Josh Heupel,
beautiful.
You dodge the bullet, losing Nico. You bring in Aguilar, he's balling. Then you wake up this morning, surprise, surprise. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. But who do you think? So Tennessee got the best for you.
Yeah, I think
you're
Auburn
saying
got
Auburn's
the
got the worst. I say Arkansas got the worst. Tennessee got the best. Cone. Are you saying Tennessee got the best? Oh, you almost have to, right?
Well, Tennessee, yeah, for sure. And I'd love to see Florida on that list or Georgia, to be honest. But, yeah, after that, I mean, Auburn is the only one who drew Alabama and Georgia, and I don't see those programs falling off a cliff.
No.
I mean,
am I just trying to talk myself out of it, not being Auburn got the worst?
You might as well just put LSU up there.
But you know what?
Let's just play Bama, Georgia, and LSU every year.
You know what?
Guys.
At the end of the day, though, Auburn's always played Bama and Georgia.
Yeah.
So, like, nothing's going to change. The only thing that's changed is when Auburn plays Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they now play them earlier in the year than at the end of the year in Amen Corner, which I'm glad they got rid of that because that was a nightmare.
Just love to keep getting the toughest tests.
I just want to live
God sends his toughest soldiers.
I just want to live to see a day where Alabama sees Auburn on their list and they're like, man, got to play Auburn.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd love to see
that day.
I would love that day. That'd be the best day.
I've been waiting for that day for 31 years.
Yeah. No, I grew up and it was that day, but then it stopped being that day and it became night and it's still night.
It's been dark ever since.
That's exactly right. All right, let us know in the comments. Remember, we have our power rankings coming out later today as well and the AP poll reaction. Don't miss that. But I had to talk about this with the breaking news. Who do you think got the best deal? Who do you think got a raw deal? Let us know in the comments. Make sure you're locked in and subscribed. Got a ton of content coming your way. Got previews that are already out. LSU, Ole Miss, Oregon, Penn State, Georgia and Bama. Dropped that one earlier last week, so make sure you check it out. We appreciate you stopping by.